for the next 2 days, well, the next day and a half, he had diarrhea. Like, I'm talking get me up in the middle of the night, twice diarrhea. Me standing at the back door, listening to the exploding sounds of diarrhea coming out of his ass at 1:30 and 3:30 in the morning. Basically, it was pretty much like living with Big Fatty. I should ask Adam and... who was it that stayed with Big Fatty? Was it Adam?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Listening to the exploding sounds of diarrhea coming out of his ass.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2243 of the BFO for right? The 2th of September, 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you an update on how Big Fatty's feeling, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, appetiters. Big Fatty, you don't have one. It's true, I don't have an appetite, y'all. First of all, hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Friday is going well, y'all. Big Fatty went into the coal mine on Thursday. And, y'all, I wasn't sure if I was going to stay the whole day or not. Y'all, Veda kept sending me text messages. Go home! Go home! Oh, and, y'all, I had to run to the Turl a couple of times while I was there. But, I'm pretty much getting it under control. I think the Imodium is helping. And y'all, I'm eating a little bit. Now, I'm not eating a lot because, y'all, I just don't have an appetite. Big Fatty, this cannot end well, except for the scale. And y'all, I think I've lost about 5 pounds. I don't encourage this as a weight loss program, though, because it's a shitty program. Big Fatty! y'all, I just don't have an appetite. But y'all, on my way home from the coal mine on Thursday, y'all, I let me back up a second. Before I left to come home, y'all, we've got the Hurricane or Herman or Hermine or whatever her name is coming, and and we're supposed to get the worst of it for right day, morning through evening, like 8 a.m. in the morning until midnight or something like that. And y'all, the hurricane has taken another turn a little bit. And it's going to be coming closer to Charleston. It was going to be a little bit further away. It was going up there towards that Drusilla below me up there in the Columbia. But that would have put us in the northeast quadrant. Where all the most of the rain was going to be, but y'all, it's turned a little bit towards the coast, so it's kind of going up the I-95 for those of you in the California. I guess I'm not supposed to say the I part, the 95, so that puts the heaviest rain kind of a little bit further away from us out into the Atlantic Ocean. But y'all, that brings the winds a little bit closer to us. So we'll see how it all works out. As of this recording, the storm had been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, but they're expecting it to be just a tropical storm by the time it comes through Fat Acres. probably the worst day of all to need to go to the grocery store. Y'all, you would swear that it was going to be a calamity a calamity of unrecognized proportions. Betty. There were six carts waiting for people to use at the Von's East. Y'all, I just picked up a few little things. But Big Fatty, play the music. You need something to fill this up other than that diarrhea report. Can you hear that? Can you hear Big Fatty? It barely makes a noise. No, I didn't get much. Y'all, you know, I haven't had an appetite, but I also haven't had any food in the house. So, y'all, I went by there. The only thing that sounded good to me is fruit and saltine crackers. I went by the Von's East. Oh, and they had chicken wings on sale. 20, you know, already cooked there in the deli, chicken wings. They had those on sale. So, y'all, I got a 20-pack of those. I thought those might be okay. I needed eggs. I was out of eggs, so I got a dozen eggs. Y'all, I got the two-sleeve package of the saltine crackers. Got a bag of the American Solid. Big Fatty, you need all the solid you can get. It's true. Everything needs to be solid. And y'all, then I got four different prepackaged things of fresh fruit. It was pineapple and grapes and strawberries and pineapple and a four berry mix, and I don't know what the other was. I got a strawberry yougot. Yes, Big Fatty, for good colon health. And of course it's Thursday, so I didn't get a senior citizen's. Big Fatty, that's how we knew you were sick, if you didn't go get a senior citizen's discount. Y'all have spent $24.48, but I saved $1.20. And y'all, I'm storm ready now. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all today, the 2th of September, y'all. It is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you're hearing regularly Big Fatty, yes, and y'all, he's on the old stinky orangutans. Is it Big Ricky? No, it is Roger. Oh, Big Fatty, Roger. And, y'all, today is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. We wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. But, y'all, I had something pop up on my computer Thursday morning. Y'all, I think it said that it was Brian in Denver's birthday on Thursday, but it wasn't on my calendar. It wasn't on my marking calendar from last year. So, Brian, if it was your birthday, you need to be letting me know so I can make sure I get it right next year. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, in addition to Roger and maybe Brian and Denver's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, on Saturday, I know it's marked on all of your calendars, y'all, it is International Bacon Day. Big Fatty! Y'all, if you see Roger on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since he is a stinky orangutan, I hope he gets a big old banana cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, with all the calamity of the week, y'all, I forgot I had a postcard and a package. Yes, Big Fatty. Until Miss Beaver made a comment, oh, now that you're feeling better, you probably won't need what I sent you in the package. And I went, oh, that's right, I've got a postcard and a package. So we're gonna take care of those today. Y'all, we're going to do the can first. Y'all, it is Point Arena Lighthouse. And y'all, it's a gorgeous, just a gorgeous picture of a lighthouse up on a rocky cliff. And it says at 115 feet, Point Arena Lighthouse on the Northern California coast is the only Pacific Coast lighthouse that you can climb to the top. And Christina says she's done this. It says, hey, Big Freddy and Poodle Bear, and she said, hey to me. She did. I spent a weekend hiking along the Northern California coast and visited this lighthouse. The view is gorgeous, just gorgeous. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Christina, greetings from nowhere. Number three fan of the BFO. Well, Christina, thank you. Yes, Christina, thank you so much. By the way, you know, y'all, earlier in the week, Dr. Stone said that whoever gave Big Fatty his first squeaky toy should get something along the lines of get their knuckles wrapped with a ruler or something. Dr. Stoney came from Miss Beaver. Don't piss off the lesbians. Don't piss off the lesbians. speaking of Miss Beaver, y'all, we're going to open this package now, and we're going to see what's in here. You know, I had forgotten Miss Beaver said she had sent me something, but it was going to take a month of Sundays to get here. And y'all, evidently, it's been a month of Sundays since she told me that. So we're going to open that up right now. Y'all, it appears to have come from Mexico. The writing on the package is all Mexican. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Hey, Penny, what is it? Oh, God. Y'all, it is... it is the animator.
Ready?
And it's from Room Fun. And y'all, it is a giant hypodermic needle. Plastic hypodermic needle. And it has directions on here of how to give yourself an enema.
Ready?
It says the animator is made from PC, which is durable and easy. With transparent color, it can be clearly solve the operation of liquid in the tube. You can finish the whole process alone. Oh, okay. And y'all, three needle heads are provided.
Ready?
Well, Miss Beaver, no, I don't need any extra water up there right now. Because it's very moist. It's very moist up in there right now. But Miss Beaver, only you could think of sending Big Fatty the animator. And I cannot begin to thank you enough for that. And Big Fatty, she may need to spend a little more time with her lesbian lover rather than those sheep. I think those sheep are wearing off on her. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I didn't realize I had so many comments over there on the Twitty that I thought I'd go ahead and read some more of these. Peter G says, feel better soon, Big Fatty. Mike Lawson, Big Fatty, get well, old man. And then a little hot. Digger says, sent some very good advice here. It says, sitting on the lavatory for 8 hours uses the same number of calories as a one-hour jog. Digger says, that seems appropriate for Big Fatty. And y'all, I've
I've been for a couple of hours jogging. Big Fatty, y'all, you know Francie, who is on the Tim Kumar show from time to time. She didn't know I had the shits. But y'all, she sent me a little message. Says, Big Fatty, thank you so much for the shout out. Tim Kumar show is so much fun, and I love your vocabulary, Big Fatty. Casey in Denver, you know, that's the kid Colt with the giant penis. He says, Brick Fatty, it is not April the 1st, so feel better real soon. Digga, stay hydrated and rest up. Y'all, that worries me that an undertaker tells me to rest up. The Steve the Tater, where's Big Fatty? The number one funky homo, feel better, sweet munchkin, get well soon. And y'all, then that Baron Frosty. Y'all, by the way, they announced the people on the Dancing with the Stars. Y'all, there's a midget on there. Big Fatty, is it Baron Frosty? No, it's some sort of midget woman. I don't know who it is. It says, poor Big Fatty, the horror. And y'all, then there's a picture of Sling TV. Y'all, believe it or not, in the cafe at the Horror Hotel, Sling TV is one of the channels they get there. Big Fatty. Guru Nudie. Big Fatty, he's in Tampa. It's true. He says, get well soon. He thinks that Veda should make a pot of homemade chicken soup and take it to the villa. Big Ricky says, my podcast catcher isn't picking up Big Fatty's little show. Anyone else having issues? And Laughing Buddha came to my rescue. He says, no show today. He's on his deathbed. Cue the bagpipes, Big Fatty. Then Bacon says, yes, we are all celebrating. Get well, Fart. And he says, and Big Ricky comes back and says, guess I should listen to yesterday's little show then. The Laughing Buddha says he posted a Twitty late yesterday afternoon. And how dare you not do a show? Baron Frosty says he is sick and taking a break. Nice to know you don't follow him on the Twitty. Big Ricky says, I follow him, but I can't possibly read every tweet on my timeline. Y'all, he's very important, just asking. Baron Frosty says, hater. Big Fatty, being a hater would be not following him. Drusilla Blomey had a nightmare. He was responsible for calculating Big Fatty's taxes and allowing for coupons. Stevie B says, feel better, Big Fatty. And Naught says, get well soon, Biggin. And Patrick Plain says, feel better. Gentleman caller's withdrawal is the worst. And y'all, that Mean King says, hope you feel better soon. Durwood says he must have had an overdose on snake.
Big Fatty.
Urban Guy T.O. Sent hugs. And Gary from Albuquerque says, hope you're feeling better. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler, and Scotty, since today is Roger's birthday, celebration of exiting the birth canal, what do you think is his favorite part of going to record at Big Ricky's house?
Listening to the exploding sounds of diarrhea coming out of his ass.
Oh, Big Fatty, that would be my favorite part if I was at Big Ricky's house.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.